tuning into the radio program about Hacker's Places. This area level radio program about Hacker's Places.
Welcome to Signal. This is the Dev Random Show. Today, your host is Fish. That's me. As a technician, we got a GMC, and on the side, we got Kook. Today's agenda, give some information about some starting hackerspaces, some conferences, some tours, and a lot of more. But first, some music now. Hey everybody, my name is Fish. This is the Signal. Hey Kook, how are you doing, man?
Great.
Kook is going
Sweden again.
Kook is our remote sidekick today, and he's going to kick in if something interesting is coming up. For all the listeners, we have some communications over here. You can, for example, connect to Freenode IRC channel Hackerspace Signal and ask us some questions. We also use Twitter with hashtag Signal. For email, you can use signal at hackerspaces.org. And we got a webcam. It only support about 10 connections, I heard, from GMC. It's cam2.refspace.nl. I repeat, cam2.refspace.nl. For now, we got somebody who's traveling through Spain and France, and his plan was doing Europe. His name is Pedro, and he's doing Hippie Hacker Tour. Is that right, GMT?
Yeah, that's right. He's on the line now.
Hey, Pedro, how are you doing?
Hello, everything's fine, thank you.
Hey, where are you located right now?
Right now, I'm in the middle of the French Pyrenees, at a small town called Fontpedrós, kind of in the middle of nowhere, actually.
Are there any hacker spaces over there, Pedro?
Well, no, I couldn't find any hacker spaces in this particular area. I tried in Sevilla, but I couldn't find nobody. And in Barcelona, everyone was on vacations doing a reggae festival calling Rontontom. I mean, not everybody from the hackerspace, but they were helping out. So my trip has been kind of unsuccessful in that matter of visiting the actual hackerspaces. I couldn't visit anyone at the moment.
Okay, and what's your plan for now? What city are you going to, or what hackerspace are you going to attend for next?
Well, as I said, I started out with that objective, and it's kind of a secondary objective. The primary was to do a long world driving to gather some wireless statistics for the year 2010. So we can see the evolution. We already done that in Portugal back in 2003. So we can compare the results and see the evolution to see if people, in terms of security, the mentality has changed, or the vendors have implemented some measures that could help out people not to get hacked, basically. And the Hackerspaces Tour, I name it that way because I really wanted to travel to other hackerspaces in Europe, so we can maybe start to think about, we have already two in Lisbon, but who knows, there could be more, so I wanted to gather some ideas. But I highly underestimated the size of Spain and overestimated my van top speed. I don't know if you know it. It's a Volkswagen Camper.
Yeah, I saw on your website you are driving a very beautiful red Volkswagen. What's the age of the car, by the way?
The weight?
The age. How old is it?
The age. It's 36 years.
36 years, so it's a real old-timer.
Yeah. Wow.
I thought I had an old car.
I also saw some tweaking of the car and some hacks. For example, at the gasoline the entrance, I saw a peeing guy or so on.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't catch the gasoline. What?
The fill hole where you can put the gasoline in. I saw you put some stickers on and maybe even at the bed some LEDs. Or am I wrong?
No, I have a control panel that I rebuilt for controlling the batteries, and also added a solar panel to the top side, along with an inverter, so I can have some power while driving, so I can power my laptop. Also fix the fridge, but the fridge was originally there, so it's not really
so
really an hack.
If you can't find any hackerspace, you brought your hackerspace yourself. Is that part of the?
Yeah, basically that's it. I mean, one of the things that happens that make this journey that delayed this journey is that almost every day I had to stop to fix something. It's the first big journey of the van, so I had lots of trouble. But maybe in version 2.0, I mean, maybe I can do the original plan of visiting all the other spaces that I said.
And are you also going to the north, or are you delayed a bit?
I'm very delayed. I mean, I have 1 month, and already I'm finishing the second week. So I don't know if I have to decide today if I will go north or just travel around the Pyrenees and then come back down to the north of Spain, which really bothers me because I got lots and lots of responses from the north, from people in Amsterdam, from Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, and very few from Spain and France, which are the, you know, the closest countries to Portugal. And that's why I think I'm being unsuccessful in my quest. But
hey, Pedro,
if I plan a little bit more. Yeah.
If people want
to... I'm sure you could go to Toulouse or come up to visit me in Paris if you want to. I mean, the Toulouse has the Pyrenees.
In Paris?
Is Paris on your list, Pedro?
There is...
No, it's not currently on my route because I've been there in February. So this besides being the hiker tour, it's also my vacation. So I have to stop a little and enjoy because vacations are only once a year. But I don't know if I go to Paris. Maybe I'll call you.
So
I'm sure it will. I had some responses from France in Lille to the north of Paris, I guess.
Which city are you certain you're going to visit, Pedro? And maybe people off Hackerspaces can say hi to you or at least can show you around.
Right now, for sure, I will go tomorrow to Andorra, which is in the border of Spain and France in the Pyrenees. And then that south part of France, I'll go to for sure, and the north part of Spain, the Basque country, that's for sure.
And if people want to contact you, what's the best way to give you an email, or are you using Twitter, IRC?
Well, to connect to me right now while I'm while I'm traveling, they should leave a comment on my blog. I think it's the safest way for them to reach me. I guess I don't think I have an email contact there, but I could add it. And
the blog that you're talking
after
about
after the trip.
That's
after the trip, I'm usually in IRC in Hackerspaces and Freenode.
Okay, and your blog is on it's vw25.blogspot.com, but it's in Portuguese, I heard.
Yeah, it's in Portuguese. I'll try to put sometimes I put some comments in both languages when it's more hacker related, I guess. The blog tends to be the journal of the van, you know? So every trip that the van has, not only the API culture, but also the other ones will be there. And I'll try to do it bilingually so people can read more about it. But today it's easy to run a translator. I mean, it's not the same thing, but you can get the picture.
True. I saw your pictures and your story in a nice van. Hey, Pedro, I want to thank you very much for joining our show. I think we got an idea what you're doing, and I really hope you get a very nice nice route along all the hackerspaces. And let's hope that you're going to meet some other people.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
Thank you very much for
Good
having
luck,
you
man.
In. And,
thank you. Bye-bye.
We have some more 8-bit music now. Thanks.
call control. Yeah, that was, gave a speaker, Professor, I'm going in Dutch, it's English today. That was Professor Click with the All Control remix. There's a whole album full of remixes of the same song by different artists. You can find that on the Rec72 net label, that is rec72.net. And they have lots of great other tracks. By the way, the song we opened with today, that was by one of my favorite 8-bit artists, Spintronic, and it's called The So Stupid. You can find it, I think, on Jamendo.com. So, Fish, what is up next?
Well, I heard Hack.lu is coming up. We got something on. We got somebody on the line, isn't it? Is it Alexandra? Alexandra, are you hearing me?
Yeah, fine.
Hey, how are you doing, man?
Fine, very good. And you?
Yeah, I'm fine. We're making a good show, and well, we have some fun. We have some people remote sitting here. Cook is also there, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's right here.
Hey, Cook, you ever heard from the guys from Hack.lu?
Yeah, so you want me to present a bit about the Hack.lu conference?
Yes, I heard the Hack.lu conference. It's going to be end of October,
27, wasn't it? Yeah, it will be end of October. It will be from the 27th of October up to the 29th of October.
Oh.
And the conference is, I don't know if you know about the conference, but the conference is a conference of, is a sixth edition of the conference. It's a kind of open conventions where people can meet and discuss about privacy, information security, and so on. And it's a very wide open environment. And various hackerspaces are participating to the conference too. We have the hackerspace from Belgium that is participating, and obviously the hackerspace from Luxembourg.
Is that Syntuket or?
Exactly, Syntuket is participating in the conference. They are doing various activities. One of the activities they will do is, for example, the soldering workshop. We are expecting other hackerspace to come and people to share things, because the thing is, I don't know, Hack.lu, it's a kind of information security conference, and it's a mix of professionals in security, but also hackers and, you know, citizens that are interested in information security. And the Hackerspace Luxembourg, it's really a key point because it's attracting a lot of people, and people can have a chat with them, see what is Hackerspace, how it works, and see that behind is a lot of, you know, nice people that are working all together to make things better.
Alexandra, how big is the conference? Is it about 50 or 100 or 200 people are coming?
Usually we have between 200 and 300 visitors each year.
That's quite big. That's good.
Yeah, it's an international conference, so we are quite happy. It's run by volunteers. It's a sixth edition, and it's growing and growing. But we want to keep it quite local, so that we are happy that people are feel that it's still a quite, I would say, family-like conference.
Is it a T-shirt conference, or do you have to use suits and special trousers?
No, not at all. Usually it's T-shirt and, you know, sneakers and so on.
Okay, that sounds good. Hey, I saw the agenda. There's still a lot to be defined. Can you give some specials about us, or is it still too tricky to confirm some certain talks?
No, I can already confirm some certain talk. We have, for example, one of the keynote speakers would be Chris Nickerson. He will talk about social engineering. We will have Fyodor Yarokoshin. I think everyone knows him, but maybe not the name. So it will explain about malware business and so on.
Is that the NMAP Fyodor or?
No, this is the other one.
Okay.
you have two Fyodor in the information security field, and this is the other one. Another thing that might be interesting, we have, for example, one talk about smart cards and use smart card as a kind of cover channel. So it's done by a French industrial student, and it's very interesting. You have other talks that are confirmed too. For example, there's a very interesting one about the Broadcom NetExtreme firmware. So it's reverse engineering at the firmware level. So it's very interesting because it's highly technical stuff, but you see the impact of this is really, really high. In the other thing, we have, for example, security regarding Microsoft Office documents. It's done by Eric Fiol. I don't know if you know him, but Eric Fiol is one of the key people in cryptography. What else is interesting? Yes, we have a very interesting one that looks very fun too. It's about printers. So it's hacking printers for fun and profit. It will be done by Andrei Kostin, a student in Moldavia.
That really sounds hackerspaces like hacking.
Yeah, it's highly technical. Because why we created the conference, because we were a bit tired of the classical, you know, marketing-like conference. So we wanted something really deep technically, and that's why we always select speech and speak that are mainly targeting technical stuff. There is another one that is maybe interesting too. It's one from Fabien Mihail Lovovich, and the talk is about detecting hardware keyloggers.
Okay. It's interesting because that's combining the hardware with the security and so on, which is
Exactly.
The bridge between security and hackerspace in some ways, in my opinion.
Yeah, and the thing what we want to do is basically the presentation trigger usually a lot of discussion. So if afterwards people want to dig into or create a kind of bar camp sessions where people want to dig into a specific problems and even work with the hackerspace people, it's really open. So we don't, I would say, follow a traditional way of doing conference. It's more a kind of living experiment.
So, Alessandro, if people from hackerspaces want to go there, want to join, what can they do for sleeping places, and what can they what should they bring, and tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, the thing is, the conference is you have to pay for participating in the conference because it's a 3-day conference. You have lunch included and so on. If people from Hackerspace want to join, we could even make, for example, discount price for a group of people. And we have discount price for the hotel because the conference takes place in an hotel in Luxembourg called the Park Hotel. And if you want to join, you can even have a specific price for the hotel room. So if, for example, a group of people from Hackerspace would like to join and even make a specific workshop, for example, they could contact us at info@hack.lu, and we can even arrange something because we are quite flexible on the people coming on and so on. There is space different hotel in Luxembourg. The problem with Luxembourg is usually the prices are quite high, but you can find deals or we can find solution with other people within Luxembourg.
Yeah, so I even heard that if you really are short on cash, you could even stay at the hackerspace there. Is that also that's what Steve told me?
Oh, okay, that's right. I was not even aware of this, but if it's possible, it would be. I know they are quite flexible too. So the thing is, the hackerspace is in Strassen. Strassen is in the suburb of Luxembourg. But the conference is the other place, but you have buses and so on coming from one place to the other place, so it's quite straightforward to go there from one place to the other. So I think it's fine. We can even arrange something within the conference room and so on if you want to make a specific event or meet other hackerspace people. That could be possible too.
And now the big question is, Signal also coming in, or?
Sorry?
Is Signal, the Hackerspace's radio station, also coming in or not?
The thing is, you have for the radio stations, you have I think it's the one from Luxembourg. I think Steve is doing a show that is regularly done, and this one is called, if I remember correctly, Let's Hack Radio Show.
Yeah.
And he will participate to the conference too. So if you have for example, other radio shows that would like to participate, they are highly welcome. We have two or three press that are coming on site. There is a well-known podcast that is coming to do some recording of the speakers and so on. So,
sounds
if you have ideas or something that you want to share during the conference or a specific lightning talk or you want to share, let us know at info@hack.lu and we can have a look.
Well, it sounds as a very interesting conference. Hack.lu is the website where people can register and find some information and so on. Is there any other IRC channel or etc.?
Yeah, exactly. There's an IRC channel that you can reach through IRC, irc.hack.lu. You can reach the IRC channel through a web chat that is available on the website. So you have always people joining the conference. There is another thing that might interest your auditors too. It's the Capture the Flag contest that is running in parallel. So it's a classical Capture the Flag. This one is run by Flux Fingers. It's a CTF team that is in the University of Bochum in Germany. And you have different challenges that you have to resolve, and you may win some prizes. The challenges will be online, so that means you can even play online directly from the internet, and obviously you can play on site during the conference too.
Can I join with a team?
Yeah, you have to make, you can make by team or single person, so it's a mix.
Perfect. Thanks.
Sounds as an awesome conference. Maybe we should go there, Cook.
Yeah. It's right before the Plastic Hackerspace Festival in Paris.
problem of we already discussed this last Dev Random show. Well, these days you can just travel from hacker conference to hacker conference. It's actually very awesome, but also a bit of a problem if you want to see everybody.
Yeah, it's difficult to keep track of all the conference and all the events in Europe.
Yeah.
And you are right, you can live in every day in different conferences or different hackerspace events.
Hey, will you also be at the Brucon conference?
Yeah, Brucon, it's very interesting that you're talking about Brucon, because we knew the people that are behind Brucon, and we advise them to about the conference. So basically, Benny discussed with us how to set up a conference and so on, and we said to him, oh, you can go for one in Belgium if you want. And that's why they launched Brucon. So we have a close relationship with them. So that's why we have a kind of partnership with them. Another thing that we have another partnership is Hack in the Box. If you purchase a ticket from the conference, you may have a discount for the next Hack in the Box too.
Well, I heard something about it from Dylan. Maybe you don't know, but I'm quite involved with Hack in the Box on that side. But I didn't want to mention Hack in the Box again.
Okay, great.
It's a small world.
Yeah. Hey, thank you very much for talking to you. Hack.lu 2010, 27th and 29th October. I should just say, just go there and have some fun.
And let's go to some music. We are going to listen to Bad Robot by Toshe. We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Signal. This is your favorite Hackerspaces radio station. Opening of Hackerspaces, there's happening a lot again. And one of the Hackerspaces, I had an email last week. It was a Hackerspace in Brazil, which is opening in São Paulo. One of my my friends, Paulo da Silva, sent me an email, and he told me that South America is also coming up. So I really wish them a lot of luck, and they're still looking for people who want to participate. Just take a look on hackerspaces.org website. One of the other hackerspaces who is also going to open is Skills, and Skills is, I think, one of the lowest hackerspaces on the earth. Isn't it, Ralph?
I think you could say that. Yeah, we are 6 meters under NAP, which is the general water level in the Netherlands. So, if the dikes break, we're dead.
Okay, and what's happening in Almere, and where is Almere located for the international listener?
Well, Almere is basically an artificial island in the middle of what used to be the Zuider Zee. It is now called the IJsselmeer. And it was built during the 50s in the center of Holland, on basically an inland sea. So it's a big polder with a dike around it, and they pumped all the water out, and now we're 6 meters below sea level. They built a new city, and I think we're just 25 years old now, this city, aren't we?
25 years old, 25 kilometers out from Amsterdam, say, to the northeast.
Yeah.
So
okay, Ralph, next to you, Fritz Musselman is sitting next to you. You set it up Skills together, or are you just part of the board or participating Skills or whatever?
Well, actually, there's four of us. We have the two founder members and two co-conspirators. I'm one of the co-conspirators.
Yeah, so we had four people that wanted to do this, small group, but we said, we would like to do something here in Almere because, for the Dutch listeners, they know how boring Almere is. So, basically we had to get something going.
I think Almere is a good place.
We've got a larger group that is interested and wants to do stuff. And we've got quite a bit of press in the last few weeks and some very nice reactions. So I think we're going to have a nice start soon. Yeah.
So when's the opening day? Because I saw some emails coming around. Unfortunately, I'm not able to come. But what's going to happen on the opening day, and what is the opening day?
It's going to be the 18th of September, and basically from 4 o'clock in the afternoon on, it's an open house. Anyone can walk in, and we'll just be there and have some drinks. Of course, Club Mate will be there. No. The perennial Hackerspace drink, and we'll have some snacks and stuff.
To give you some correction, we call it Open Mart. Huh? Hey, the Skills Hackerspace. Most of the Hackerspaces they have a kind of identity. For example, Random Data is the smallest hackerspace probably on the planet. Skills is the lowest hackerspace. RefSpace, for example, it's having a total different identity. What's the identity of Skills, and what can people expect over there? What can they build?
Well, that depends on the people, of course, themselves. We will provide, we will try to provide facilities and a knowledge pool, basically. I know some hackerspaces just provide space. And an internet connection. We wanted to go a step further and actually provide some IT stuff and some workshop stuff. So we've been able to find someone or a company who would donate some equipment and tools to us. So we have a lathe and a router. So there's actually some basic production stuff there that anyone can use. So you can mill your own little case. We don't have any 3D printing facilities yet, but we're hoping that someone will come along to assist us in building one.
And is there a laser on your wish list? Or?
Yeah, so CNC machine is on the wish list. But we've got a basic electronics lab with oscilloscopes, meters, power supplies, the function generators, that stuff. We've been donated that stuff. So there's a lot of possibilities to build stuff. We've got loads of components. One of our sponsors has recently taken over an electronics firm in Germany, but they were more interested in the intellectual property of that company. So we got donated stacks and stacks of components, wires, cables, meters, you know,
circuit
boards, or salvageable stuff, you know. So there's actually quite a lot to play with now.
So it sounds as a playground for electronic freaks.
That's one of the things that we'll definitely be doing. You know, there's a couple of projects that I want to do myself there, and they involve electronics. Yeah.
So the opening.
We would like to add something to that. In this day and age, I suppose it's kind of important that people start thinking about building things that are reusable in part or completely, and then push them to reuse materials as well. That might add something. And also, we've said in advance that this could be interactive art, whatever you like. We have no restrictions. We don't think in restrictions. We think in possibilities. Maybe that's how the four of us like to think.
You think like the sky is not the limit.
No. The sky is just the beginning, man.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, I heard your space is still looking for participants and people who want to join the space. What's the way? Is it just coming by over at the opening or another day? Or do you already have days which the space have a public day? It could just pop by, or how can people participate in your space?
Give us an email or a phone call, or turn up at the opening.
Watch the local news.
Yeah, go to the website and click on a button, call me personally or Skype me. No, seriously, any way to get in touch is a good way. And we don't have a fixed opening evening yet. I will be there during the day on quite a few days. And the Tuesday evening, I'm going to be there always. We're in a building, just for your information, with several other creative companies. That means that there is a common entrance to all these companies, and that gives us the restriction that we cannot, you know, sort of open up the door and then leave. Someone has to be there always from us when the hackerspace is open. So we're going to make a schedule, and we're going to put that up on the website so that people can see when someone's there and when it's open.
Okay, and what's the name of the website? Where can people go?
That's skills.nl, so sk1llz.nl.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking with us and giving some information about Skills. I hope people go to the opening and connect yourself to this hackerspace if you're interested. Well, thank you very much, Ralph and Fritz, and hope to see you soon, because I'm really really curious how it's going over there. Thanks. So welcome back to the Dev Random Show at Signal, your favorite Hackerspaces radio station. So our sidekick is still on the line, isn't he?
Yes, I am.
Hey, man. Well, we were already discussing a lot of activities in conference and so, and you're also traveling a lot to them, huh?
Sorry, I totally missed the last thing you said there.
I think the Skype line is dropping a bit in quality, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. So you were talking about the coming conferences?
No, yeah, and I'm talking about a lot of conferences we have to visit nowadays, and it's a luxury problem, but also a little bit problem with travel money and so on. Which conference did you do yourself last weeks and last months?
Ooh, the last months, there was Hack in the Box. After that, I went to.
I think you went to Vienna.
I went to Vienna to the PlumberCon. This summer has been full of conferences the entire summer. Every week has been a new conference, and now I'm totally filled up with conferences. I should go back into my previous schedule and just look at what I actually did here.
What's the conference?
In Gothenburg, I went to the Telecomics Cybernetics Assembly, which was a really interesting conference about the cipher space, encrypted environment, where I talked about VPN hacking. And then after that, I went to Hack Night in Malmo, which was a one-night venue in my old hackerspace, the Forsk, which was awesome, totally awesome. It was like 200 people something. Yes, hanging around and a lot of talks and workshops at the same time.
Hey, but
and I bought like three T-shirts.
How are you able to visit all those conferences and so on? Because if I take a look on my agenda, I only have 25 vacation days. Well, some of them my company is giving some extra days to visit those conferences, but a lot of those days I have to spend those days myself and so on.
I actually realized that, I mean, I really enjoy going to conferences, meeting hackers. So what I did was I took 1 year off from work, yes, to go to conferences and prepare conferences. So that's basically what I'm doing now. So the next conference I'm preparing is SICKT in Stockholm, coming up in like 5 days from the 9th to the 10th of September. And I'm going to have three talks.
You're going to have three
talks?
It's going
to be awesome. Yeah. One talk about cell phone privacy, which is my major one. It's a work that has been going on since this Eastern. I've been working on cell phone logging and tracking people using cell phones and how you can avoid it. And then the second one is the Swedish travel cards called the RKF cards. There is some really interesting exploits you can do with them, and we have discovered the entire file format, and I'm going to expose it. The third one is just a funny talk about how to do war dialing with Skype.
And is
this one? It's not even working for talking, but this talk is just for fun. But what I'm going to show is how to use the Skype Python API, which dial all the toll free numbers in the world for free.
I think we have some breaking up connections, Cook. So what we're going to do is we're going to redial you again. You know, Skype is always working with all those subnotes between you and me.
All right. I'll be right back then.
We'll be back in a few seconds. GMC, you can add in some music?
Yeah, sure. I forgot to mention the song we played before. That was Ost with Don't Be a Bitch remix. What we're going to hear now is Kangaroo Music with the song called Calls. We'll be right back.
So we're back at Signal, and I hope our connection to Kug is a bit better. How are you doing, Kug, now?
Check this out. I should be good now.
Yeah. Hey, we were talking about conference, and we're quite going loose on your three talks on SICKT, but there is some more on your agenda, I heard.
Yeah, after that, we have the Plastic Hackerspace Festival in Paris, which is going to be so fun.
Which are the dates?
It's coming up on the 29th to the 31st of September. So it's exactly after the conference in Luxembourg organized by the hack.lu.
We can make it a trip.
You can make both, no problem. And so the Plastic Hackerspace Festival is in the TMP Lab in Paris. And the agenda is hack your own life. You bring hacking to yourself, and there's discussions about sexuality, gender, politics, and do it yourself in your daily life. So there's hacking in your home and plastic manufacturing with the new product called the Usenet project, which is springing up from the Paris scene. It's really interesting.
Is the conference a maker conference?
Yes, it's sort of a maker conference, but it's also packed with discussions, and I think this is a good, this is the best conference to actually meet people who are interested in changing their own lives. It's the politics of doing things.
Okay,
I guess.
Well, talking about politics, in our studio we have an extra guest who just add in. It's Walter from one of our shows at Signal. How are you doing, Walter?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you for coming here.
Hi.
Hey, Walter. You just popped in with some extra news items on the European politics, isn't it?
Among other things, I'm here to mention an upcoming show which we plan to have on the 14th of October at Signal at Hackerspace. And we're currently in the process of assembling a monthly panel on online civil rights issues. Right now it consists of Jeremy Zimmerman of La Quadrature du Net for France, also Stefan Marciska as a hacktivist from Budapest in Hungary, and Ott van Dalen from the Dutch group Bits of Freedom has also agreed to join. We're trying to get more people involved, and the idea is to have several people dialing. We're beginning to have a wonderful PBX setup here at RefSpace, thanks to GMC and Icarus. So we'll have a kind of a virtual studio with people all over Europe joining a online panel on civil rights issues. And there's an awful lot on the agenda in Brussels this autumn. Among other things, there's a review of the privacy directive going on. Mm-hmm. There's a consultation on mandatory web filtering under the disguise of protection of children against child pornography. There's also a review of the e-commerce directive going on, which includes ISP liability. And then, of course, we have the anti-counterfeit trade agreement, which is still going on. And apparently, IPRED 2 has been dusted off, which is...
Again?
Yeah, well, IPRED 1 according to the copyright maximalists, a success, and IPRED 2 is, contrary to IPRED 1, not about civil enforcement of intellectual rights, but also about mandatory criminal law enforcement of intellectual rights.
Oh, wow. So that's on top of ACTA.
Yeah, it kind of coincides with. I wouldn't be surprised if either of them will be abused as an argument to get the other go through, or the other way around.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, of course.
Can I dial into this PBX and listen to the conversation without participating? Yes, to listen to what's going on.
Maybe we'll have you join the panel straight away.
Just to be clear, it's also going to be broadcast on the radio. It's going to be a monthly show.
Oh, wow, cool. There is something I need to tell you. There is a group called the Telecomics Cluster, which has different representative people who are really interested in these topics and would probably contribute a lot to this. You can visit their webpage on telecomics.org.
I'm on their IRC channel, actually.
Okay. GMC is taking note of that. And the general idea is there are lots of activists in Europe quite a few are deeply involved in lobbying against stuff like this, actually. And the really good thing is, for example, EDRI members, which is an umbrella organization of hacktivist groups or civil rights activists, have high-level access in Brussels, including even talks with Euro commissioners, European commissioners themselves, which you usually don't get at the table that easily. So there's lots of good stuff going on in terms of activism, but it's not all that well known within the hacker communities, and there are more volunteers needed. Not necessarily on writing letters themselves, although that's also helpful, but just getting the word out, spread the word, facilitating people, etc. So that's one of the reasons we came up with this format. But anyway, let's get back to the agenda in Brussels. There's also two other items on there. There's a consultation going on net neutrality, which I feel is also rather important for hackers. And yeah, there is also a review of the infamous data retention directive. Mm. So it's awfully busy this autumn in Brussels. Everything is coming together at the same time.
Sounds like an agenda we should follow. Now we're talking about agendas. Signal has a quite filled up agenda, I've heard. If you want to check out the agenda, signal.hackerspaces.org give you some more information. When is the show, Walter?
It will be kicking off at the 14th of October at 10 o'clock Central European time. And perhaps by that time we'll also be able to do reruns to allow for our American hackerspaces to enjoy it at a more reasonable time for them.
Actually, we're going to start doing reruns tonight already. So 12 hours from when we started this program, it will be rerun for the people in the U.S.
Ah, that's really cool. And let me close with some good news from the United States, actually. There's a new breed of patent troll around. Apparently, in the United States patent law code, there's a provision that states that you should not mention patent numbers on your products if your patent has expired. And some people are going around in department stores looking at all the products and looking at the patent numbers there pressed on them, and if they have expired, suing the companies for false advertising, which I think is a brilliant idea.
Well,
who's walking around now and just writing down the numbers? talking about patents, I heard some rumors that the software patents in Europe are not going to hold that long.
Actually, the patent law is extremely difficult. It's not my specialty. It's a very muddy situation because we do have a kind of pan-European regime of patent laws, which is a bundle of all member state patent laws, and it's run by the European Patent Office, which is an institution outside the European community, actually.
It doesn't make things much easier.
So it's they're not quite beholden to the oversight the other European Union the European Union institutions are, because they're not the European Union institution. And this is also complicating matter on the ideas on harmonizing patent law in Europe. So it's becoming more and more Byzantine, actually, and I'm getting even more and more of a headache on the situation. And it's really hard to follow what's really going on nowadays.
Do you see differences on patterns in France and in Sweden, Cook, or
patents? If I see patterns or patents?
Yeah, maybe both.
Oh yeah. So what's happening with the Swedish law is that the elections are coming up, and before that, no one wants to change or make any new IT-related laws because it's really controversial and gives power to the pirate party. So what's happening is the data retention directive has not yet been implemented in Sweden, which is a really good thing for the VPN providers, for instance, and the torrent sites.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to switch to some music with some CC licensed music, GMC.
Yeah, I wonder what the patent licenses are on 8-bit music. But anyway, we opened with Spintronic. He's one of my favorite 8-bit artists. I think he definitely digs how 8-bit works. This is Epileptic.
Welcome back to Signal at Hackerspaces Radio. I didn't see any hashtags or IRC messages or questions yet, so I'll just repeat it again. You can Twitter at hashtag Signal, email at signal@hackerspaces.org. You can follow our webcam at webcam2.refspace.nl. And our IRC channel on Freenode is Hackerspaces Signal. So if you have any questions about people who are just joining in, just pop by. Well, we have a lot of conferences on our lists today, and we have one other special conference. I took a look on the website, and it's not the typical conference I join, but Aki next to me, he's going to join there. It's DragonCon, and we also have somebody available from DragonCon. How are you doing, DragonCon?
No. You're mixing it up, Fish. It's actually the Meta Rhein Main Chaos Day, so I'm pronouncing it wrong, probably. 1001B.
So we have
Alexander Klink online, right, Alexander?
Yeah, hi.
Sorry, Alexander.
No worries.
How are you doing, Alexander?
Fine, thanks.
So, Meta Rhein Chaos Days.
Yeah, Meta Rhein Main Chaos Days, 1001B, that's the 9th edition, is taking place in Darmstadt this weekend already. So if you don't have anything to do this weekend, you're welcome to join us. It's typically a small CCC conference in Germany here. It's organized by six organizations close to the CCC. And we have some talks, so we have some nice rants there about, say, PC system architecture, Randabot Bash, usual tech talk, so we have somebody talking about Perl 6 and what that brings with new features. Quite a number of IPv6 talks, IPv6 an introduction, and then IPv6 at big ISPs. We have some talks about microcontrollers, so people who actually use Force to program their microcontrollers. That sounds very interesting, I guess. And of course, we've got some security talks, so quite a number of crypto talks. That's usually, we have a number of crypto talks at MRMCD, and I'll be presenting a small Flash Zero Day that we found at the research institute where I work. Also, we have some talks on steampunk, some science fiction, mono rockets, etc., and stuff like that.
So how many people are coming to this conference?
Probably around 200, I guess. So we have got some like 150 reservations already, and then there will be some people just dropping by without having reserved a place.
Is it a conference in English, or are there usually...
Most of the talks will be in German. Okay. But some will be in English as well. We also have streams, so if you want to listen to the talks, you can, of course, also stay home, but that takes the fun out of it, I guess. Being there is nicer. But if you can't make it, of course, you're welcome to watch the streams as well.
One of the RefSpace members, Oki, he's going to join your conference.
Yeah.
Oki, is your German good enough? Or?
Es ist ausgezeichnet, mein Deutsch.
Es ist ausgezeichnet, euer Deutsch. Usually we do this program in English, Oki.
I can confirm that. Oki's German is really, really good. and his food is really good. So Oki will be preparing the vegetarian food again, I heard. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Is he going to make Club Mate food also? Open Mate food, sorry.
We have lots of Club Mate, so I guess Open Mate won't be needed.
55 cases of Club Mate, I've seen.
How many?
More than 50. We have 100 stuk rindworsten, 100 stuk braadworsten, 150 swine steaks, 60 kilos of gyros. So
nobody will be starving.
No.
But okay, you're going to prepare the vegetarian food, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Not the Schweinesteak and Bratwurst and Currywurst and so on.
Yeah, we will have some vegetarian food.
So what is it with German conferences? There's always something with food, and it must have been good food, isn't it?
Germans like food.
Well, not only the Germans.
That's the reason.
Well, one thing for sure, you won't starve if I hear this.
Yeah,
hey, is there any special to announce? Do people have to register, and on which website can they take a look?
No, they can just drop by if they like. They can register in advance. The website is mrmcd1001b.metarheinmain.de. Sorry, I have to spell that, I guess.
That's the reason why I asked you to pronounce it, because you probably checked it out before.
I heard a rumor, by the way, that Pornophonique is going to perform live. Can you confirm that?
Actually, I'm not sure. The last thing I heard is that they didn't have the time. They normally play at MRMCD, the last few times they played at MRMCD, but I'm not really sure if they couldn't make it this year.
At GMC, maybe you have to tell the people what it is.
Yeah, maybe your rumors are better than my knowledge.
I have to tell them what it is.
Yeah, not everybody knows which it is.
Yeah.
Maybe we can just listen. How about that?
Yeah, can we listen to the porno?
Sounds like a good idea. Hey, thanks for talking to you, and have some fun at the conference. You also, Aki.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Because I have a song by Pornophonique. It's called 1-2 Player Game, and it goes like this.
Down in my life, all is bad.
So, Fish, now you know what pornophonique is. That was the song Want to Play a Game. What was that about Dragon Con?
Well, yeah, I mixed something up. Sorry about that. Dragon Con...
just before you go on. People who wonder what the URL to the Chaos Days was in Meta Main, which I pronounced badly again. Fish just tweeted it with the hashtag Signal, so if you're curious, check it out.
I really hope I didn't make a spell. So, you were talking about Dragon Con.
Yeah, what was that?
Is that on your list?
Hmm?
Is that on your list?
No, it's not on my list.
I saw some really nice pictures about it, and I think it's a really arty con, Dragon Con. It's going to be very soon, I saw.
The 3rd to 6th September?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Cook.
Yeah, it looks like a really fun event, though.
Why is there a bird in your computer?
It's my bird.
It's your bird.
Yeah, it's called TweeDeck.
Okay.
So if somebody wants to spoil the show, they have to send a lot of tweets with hashtag Signal in it. So, what's your opinion about the Dragon Con, Cook?
I mean, it looks awesome. It's totally art focused. So I don't think HackerCons usually had the focus of the aesthetics, but usually on the technical part, which I think gives it a new perspective. I think I really like this stuff, and I've never been to a fan art con anyway. So this looks like fun. Unfortunately, it's in America, North America even.
So talking about America, I know a hacker who's going to travel. Actually, large part of the States to visit some hackerspaces. Do you know him, James?
I might know him, yeah. Actually, that might be me.
Is it you?
It's me, yeah. you're correct. I had a lot of preconceptions about America, about the States, and which were reinforced by the policy of the government, basically. But I've met a lot of guys from the U.S. recently and girls, and they're all nice people, basically. So I thought, well, maybe it's time to just say goodbye to these preconceptions and just go over there for a look. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to actually start in Seattle, which is sort of northwest of the States. Then go down south to L.A., to the beaches and the hackerspaces there.
L.A., isn't that the city where Pamela Anderson was having a kind of show or something?
I don't know. Let's see. Who's Pamela Anderson?
It's got Baywatch or something. L.A. is Crashspace and those guys.
L.A. is swarming. It's swarming with spaces. And so, from L.A. I'll be going to Las Vegas for a short visit to the Pinball Museum there. Which is really awesome. Then it's up again northeast to New York, basically. And then down again to Miami. See if I can get a speedboat there and do some Miami Vice scenes.
Yeah, I already thought or thinking about that.
Yeah. So, along the way, I plan to visit all the hackerspaces that I know only from the mailing lists and the tweets and the guys from the go to the CCC and HAR. And just see what it's all about, the States.
Hey, GMC, how are you going to travel in the States? Are you using the airplane a lot, or is it just an old-school bus tour?
No, it's going to be a classic road trip. I'm going to get myself a car somehow. I might be joined by Flyco, who you might know. We did some radio at ETH0 together. And so we thought we could do some more radio. He's a photographer as well, so he'll be making pictures along the way. But basically the plan is to get a car, either rent it, buy it, whatever, and start driving.
And
sounds like an awesome trip.
Definitely.
Are you also going to work for a certain Nick Farr?
I don't know about that yet. Maybe if we get him in the show tonight. I mean, it would solve the problem that there is no mate in the States. If I drive around with a car full of it, then I will always have a fresh supply. But it would also limit my possibilities, I think. So the jury is still out on that.
Well, talking about Nick, Nick is going to be in the show. I just had an email about from him, and he's currently on Skype. Jim, can you give him a ping or?
I can see if we can get him. He's here. I see him. Yes. Let's just see what happens. It's Skype, so it's always. There's Nick.
Hello.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, Nick. How are you doing? This is Fish.
Hey,
Fish. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're fine. We're having our final radio show, isn't it? A long time waiting for the real signal.
Ah, okay. the final one.
Yeah. Hey, Nick.
I think he means finally.
Yeah, finally. You're right. Sorry about my my bad English or worse English. What is it? Hey, Nick. We heard something about Nick Farr's Club Mate tour. Did you were you doing that tour yourself with a big truck? And what happened?
Oh wow, that's a. That's a really huge story. No, I'm actually still in progress doing it. I set out 2 weeks ago from Washington, D.C. Actually, I bought a van here in D.C. because it turned out to be cheaper just for gas and because one-way rentals across the country are so expensive. I went to New York, got the mate, then came back to D.C., went to drop some off here, went to Raleigh, then off to Louisville, Kentucky, from there to Dallas, Texas. And between there and Dallas, Texas, I got a call for a job, a job that they wanted me to start on Tuesday. And so I ended up hauling from Dallas to Phoenix to Flagstaff, Lake Havasu, San Diego, finally made it up to San Francisco, where a ton of people at Noise Bridge had ordered some mate. And by that time, it was Sunday night, so I flew back to D.C., went to work, worked at a desk all week, then flew back to San Francisco, drove up through Portland, then up to Seattle, where we had a tasting party at the first actual store, Ada's Technical Books, in Capitol Hill, in the Capitol Hill neighborhood of Seattle, is the first official retail outlet in the United States to sell Club Mate, so it was important to get theirs. And then I had to fly back to D.C., where I've been working my day job, my brand new as of 2 weeks day job for a CPA firm, which I've been waiting to start working for quite some time. And then on Friday, I fly back to Seattle, and over the Labor Day holiday, because we get Monday off here in the States, I'm going to try to hit Sioux Falls, South Dakota, from Seattle, Minneapolis, Chicago, Cleveland, Columbus, Providence, and Boston, and that will finish the first great mate distribution trip that
the
States has ever
seen. Dude, you're sleeping.
I'm sleeping in the van, actually. Funny story, in San Francisco, I don't know if you guys saw on Twitter, but a bunch of graffiti artists painted one side of the van. And they actually did that while I was asleep in the van in the mission.
Hey, right, Nick, from Nick, what are the numbers of the kilometers and the amount of diesel or gasoline you used and how many bottles of mate?
Oh, well, I know that I consumed a case just going out there by myself, not sleeping. So let me see. That's 10 liters of mate from one coast to the other. I'll probably consume another 10 liters going back.
Okay, so there is no sleeping. So there is no sleeping. You're drinking 10 liters of Club Mate from one state to another? I mean,
what? You know that I drink a ton of it here in the States. I think I'm I was, at least up until very recently, the single largest consumer. What I do is I get, you know, a pallet of it, and then I'd sell half of it to my friends, you know, over time, and then drink the other half, so it would end up paying for itself. I never intended to get into the mate distribution business, but after the last hope, or after the next hope, which was the hope, the most recent hope, that always confuses me.
The most recent hope.
Yeah. At least the next one's going to be called Hope Number 9, which will make things a little easier. I brought down my pallet of mate because, you know, there was tons left over. And then I wasn't going to go to DEF CON, but a friend of mine, MH, who's originally from L.A. but is now in the Bay Area, said, Nick, bring mate to DEF CON. And I said, no, there's no way. If I bring it out there, it'll lose a lot of money, blah, 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 blah. And this is on a Monday. Tuesday, and this is the Monday before DEF CON, Tuesday he tells me to just put it up online, offer to sell it, see who will buy it. And I throw it up online saying I need to sell something like 20 cases. And if I don't sell that, I'm not going to DEF CON. I'll refund your money. By Thursday, the required number of cases had actually been sold online. So I was at that point obligated to go out to DEF CON. Driving. Fortunately, Finn from the Metal Lab is here in the States, and he graciously offered to help drive out there with me. So we took turns driving, and then he had a fun road trip in the car back because I had to come back for work. And you know, we sold mate at DEF CON, had a great time. We're selling it for $10 a bottle. Some people bought cases of 20 bottles for $200. And then it was at that point that everybody at DEF CON said, "Hey, you should start selling this nationwide."
It's amazing prices compared to what we get it for.
I think our €2 is all quite high.
Actually, you did a road trip already, but as I understand it, you won't be around when I'll be doing my trip around the States. I'll be there in November, and I believe you've got something cooking as well, right?
Yes, we're another project. We're off to Japan in November. Hackers on a Plane 4. Is set to leave from D.C. and San Francisco and then spending 21 days, in 19 days in Japan.
Well, the first name was actually not Hackers in Japan. It was a little bit more offensive, like Hackers Invade Japan. But I think
that was
your
fault, Fish. I have to bring it back a little bit.
Yeah. But I think we're going to have a hell of a lot of fun over there, isn't it?
Are there a lot of hackerspaces there in Japan?
There's two in Tokyo that we know about that we'll be interfacing with. And I believe there are other ones that we're still in the process of discovering. But that's the real point of going to Japan. It's we would think that Japan would be filled with hackerspaces, just like Europe and the United States and North America is filled with hackerspaces. I think the Western world hacker scene is pretty well stitched together, except for Japan. So
it's a
problem. I could make allusions to Commodore Perry here, but we're going to try to go there and support the scene that's happening, and try to build the same kind of connections that the first Hackers on a Plane built and strengthened between the United States and Europe.
That's excellent. You see the same a bit in the open source movement. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but the Asian community is very much disconnected from the European and the US community. I think it's mostly a language thing, but anyway, I think you'll be reporting from there, right, Fish? From Japan?
Yes, there is an ID, Japan versus USA, because a lot of your American hackers will join me at the trip to Japan, and we're going to make a show from Japan and from the States, and I hope the latency won't spoil the discussions. From the team I have over there, and I'm going to take a look now on you. You're going to arrange a team in America?
Probably, yeah.
Maybe.
We're still in the process of arranging it. Hackersonaplane.info. There are still seats left. As soon as I finish this Club Mate run, I'm going to be hitting that much more heavily, since we all know that hackers do everything last minute. So we have some seats still available to head out, and we're flying from Washington, D.C., meeting up with people in San Francisco, and then from there flying out to Japan. We're going to divide the time between Tokyo, just checking out the hacker scene there, hooking up with the AV Tokyo guys, hitting up PacSec. November is a really, really great time for hacker events in Japan, which is why we picked it. And then after Tokyo, we're heading to Osaka and doing a series of day trips to towns around Osaka and trying to get as much Japanese culture in as you possibly can during the trip.
There's a even
if you're out there in the U.S., you can still join. The price is $3,133.70.
How many bottles of mat is that, Nick?
That depends on where you live. Guys, you guys are trying to make me do math. I've been doing accounting all day, and I don't have my spreadsheets in front of me.
No. Actually, there are also some European guys flying into Japan. They're not flying with the Hackers on the Plane crew. I think it's about 5 or 6 people. Not sure about it. If you're still interested in that, just give us an email. Or just email me directly, fish@hackerspaces.org. I think Nick is a lot of information already came from you. Is there any other things you wanna bring in, or shall we wait for 5 minutes and bring some nice 8-bit CC music?
I could honestly talk forever, but I could go for a musical break myself, actually.
We know that. We'll be right back.
Yes, so I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, but just spell it. It's M-dot-dash-n with the song E-K-T-B-N-A-G. Excellent song, I think. 4-bit Game Boy music, the best distorted, and it's nice. Fish!
Yes, welcome back to Signal, of course. We're talking to Cook. Hey, Cook, still there?
Yeah, I am.
And we also have Nick Farah on the other side of the big sea,
the pond. Oh no, that's
super. How's it going?
Yeah, still fine.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick. We spoke about Club Mate. We spoke about hackers in Japan. But what is the current status of all the hackerspaces in the States? You probably have some more view about all the spaces, and you spoke probably a lot of the people from the States during the Final Hope, Lost Hope, Hope 9, whatever was it. And you also went to DEF CON?
Yes, I did. Hope, DEF CON, and I visited a lot of hackerspaces on the trip. The funny thing about it, I thought that after all of this time, people would, you know, I always was afraid that hackerspaces would start to die out, or that people would start getting sick of them, or that, you know, the inevitable drama that afflicts hackerspaces would start to creep in. But, you know, the enthusiasm for hackerspaces is still very, very high here around the country, and there are a lot of people who are starting to build their second hackerspace in their area. And there's lots of new hackerspaces and explorations of the concept and the model. You know, one for example, I guess to just go in chronological order, I saw Level 1, the Louisville hackerspace, and it turns out they're renting a very small part of a very large building just so the landlord on the building can get insurance for it. And so, you know, they have a decent-sized workshop, and they have a basement, and they have tons of tools, and they are, I guess, at the point that hackerspaces should be maybe 1 or 2 years into existence, and they've only been open for 2 months. And they have a gigantic hall that they could throw parties in that's, you know, a part of the building that they're renting. Can you imagine a hackerspace that a landlord seeks out specifically, you know, and that a hackerspace doing a favor for a landlord in that respect and being a guardian of a building? The Dallas hackerspace and hackerspaces in Texas are booming. They just opened up. They were actually having their move-in party when I came by and dropped off some Club Mate. Noisebridge moved a little while ago into their second space, which is huge, but still dedicated to the neighborhood that they grew up in San Francisco. There's a bunch of hackerspaces in one neighborhood in Seattle. There's a commercial hackerspace, which has all of the things that you'd find. It has the same sense of community, the same sense of duocracy, the same sense of things, only it's run commercially, and they have a lot of available parts. Metrix is running that, I think, and there's actually two commercial hackerspaces in that neighborhood in Seattle, which are part of a larger maker community. And, you know, the enthusiasm is still running very, very high. You know, the explosive growth wave that we saw right after the last Hope in New York, I think, is starting to creep back up again. People are starting to get even more and more excited. Me personally, I'm involved in two new hackerspaces here in the D.C. area. You know, HackDC has been around for 2 years now in the center of the District of Columbia in the D.C. area. There's one opening up to the south of us in Northern Virginia, and there's one opening up to the north of us in the Maryland-Baltimore region. You know, Baltimore has two good hackerspaces, the Harvard hackerspace and Baltimore Node, and now we're opening up another one called Unallocated Space right between more or less D.C. and the Baltimore area. So things are, you know, I could go on and on and on
about
how things are going.
You see also...
You know, bad news.
And Nick, do you also see that the activities of those hackerspaces are changing, or are they extending? I also know, for example, I'm not sure if it was your personal project or so, you were talking about creating a hackerspace foundation in the States and supporting the hackerspaces and so on.
That is still, you know, I'm still conflicted about that. I'm afraid of starting anything that's going to affect the very organic, the very from the ground up approach that hackerspaces have taken. I think that, you know, one of the biggest complaints that we hear is every hackerspace sort of reinvents the wheel as far as how they organize their finances, how they get their corporate structure, or how they decide to organize themselves. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's good that every space learns those details for themselves. Of course, getting help from the larger community, from the Hackerspaces discuss list, from people that they know that have done it before, from reaching out to attorneys and things like that. We're starting to do a little bit of work with the TorCon Foundation towards that. I know there are other groups that are trying to organize various different things. There's a new DARPA initiative for hackerspaces and Fab Labs that's being put together by the people that built the internet. There's a lot of movement towards building a lot of these independent national organizations, but as far as plans that I'm involved with solidly for one, before we get really heavily invested in it, I want to hear what the community's needs are. And right now, aside from funding, which of course is always the big need, there's not a huge need for an organization, for an umbrella organization. And even though there are people who have called for it, I think things like that, and being this my own personal opinion, might do more harm than good in the end. Because every hackerspace in the U.S. is truly unique and has gone about organizing and becoming a hackerspace in their own unique way.
So, lots of things are happening over there. In the meanwhile, we lost Cook again through the connection. We're going to connect to him as soon as he's coming back. About conference in the States, we were already mentioning lots of European conferences. What's up in the States?
Well, in the States, we have PumpCon coming up in Philadelphia. It's a conference I always look forward to. We have, of course, a lot of Americans are going over to the Congress, and probably in the next couple of weeks we'll be announcing a Hackers on a Plane from the U.S. over to Congress. TorCon is coming up in October in San Diego, and that's always a big West Coast event that I look forward to. ShmooCon here in D.C. is coming up in January, and that's a very hardcore security-focused conference, but it's still a lot of fun, and they're moving to a new venue. And that's I think, it, right? The fall is not a huge, huge season for conferences in the U.S., but just with TorCon, with PumpCon, ShmooCon coming up, and also lots of planning. Obviously, I'm going to be gone in November, so I won't be able to hit too many conferences, but it'll be fun to hit TorCon in October as well as PumpCon.
Okay, talking about more worldwide conferences, going to be the /dev/conference show, in my opinion, because we're talking about so much. Cook, are you back again?
Yes, I am back.
Hey, you already spoke about lots of European conferences, but there are also some international conferences from Asia on your list?
Yes, my next one is Hack in the Box in Malaysia. I really look forward to this one because I really enjoyed Hack in the Box in Amsterdam this summer. So I hope to meet the same people, but in a different setting, 30 degrees, hot, and even more hacking right there.
I heard there's going to be a hard hack village with lots of kind of electronics. We're even going to bring some kits from Mitch Altman. So people can learn how to solder there. Hackerspaces are also involved from Kuala Lumpur over there. So maybe you should do some hackerspaces stuff there, Cook.
Yeah, representing the TMP Lab and the Forest from Sweden. Coming from two different spaces, you have some legacy to bring in there. I already met the Kuala Lumpur hackerspace actually back in Amsterdam, and I think I met them before even. But it's going to be great to meet up in their setting and actually see their space.
It's also good to see that the hackerspaces community is more communicating worldwide, in my opinion. The States and Europe were already connected for a long while, but Asia is also coming up. There are not that many hackerspaces yet in Asia, but we're coming there. Do you agree, Nick?
No, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, one of the things I look forward to after this Hackers on a Plane Japan is to see what space there actually are and try to encourage people to build new ones and see what else is out there. Another area of hackerspaces growth is Brazil. I definitely wanted to mention that there's a group of guys, one of whom came to SIGINT to talk, who's part of a group trying to build a hackerspace in Sao Paulo. And one of the things I hope to try to do at TourCon is raise some more money for them, because, of course, they're just a bunch of young guys, and Brazil is, it's definitely a unique place to try to do anything nonprofit. And so hopefully we'll be able to do something with them and raise a little bit of money for them so they can get their hackerspace going and sustainable in Sao Paulo.
Nick, you know Anchises de Paula?
Huh?
Do you know Anchises de Paula? He's one of the guys who was helping them also. He's a guy who's working at a certificate company which is very famous. And I spoke to him in Vienna, and he gave me a ping, and we already mentioned him in the new hackerspace in the first hour. So I think it's good that South America is also evolving.
One of the sad things about my last trip to Chile to go visit family was that I didn't manage to get to see the hackerspace in Santiago de Chile.
So,
yeah, but there's actually one there that we have to acknowledge that, you know, Spanish hackerspaces have been going, you know, both in Spain, Chile, Argentina for quite some time, and hopefully over the next couple of years we'll be able to sort of grab and bring them into the larger global hackerspaces community that we enjoy.
I think the hackerspaces community is also getting more together with the coming of hackerspaces.org. For example, there is the IRC channel where people join in, conferences, there are hackerspaces meetups. Now we got the radio station Signal, and it's all bringing new things and new stuff. It's good, I think. But Signal, there is agenda, and maybe our friend GMC can give some illustration about the agenda.
Oh, let me just get the agenda here. We've got quite some stuff planned. I mean, we already talked briefly about the Hacktivism Hour with Walter. We have to do some really awesome asterisk and also magic first, but I'm sure we will work that out. What else is there? So we will be doing the Dev Random, of course, quite regularly. Next week you will be doing the Hackerspace Hour together with Dr. Rex, I understand.
True, and maybe we're going to have a chat about Iceland, and I hope we're going to get Iceland involved with the show. The recording I made about 9 months ago was about the situation over there, the economic situation, and having all kind booming companies popped up like mushrooms, which actually look a little bit like hackerspaces because they're also acting in one building. But more about that next week.
Okay, cool. And we've got, of course, Room IOI next week also. With this time, Astera will interview Jason A. Street. The next week, I'm looking forward to that. We will have a pilot by the Brussels Hackerspace. It's called Voidpoint. They basically just want to check out if they can, how much work it is to bring a show, and if it's not too much, they will hopefully come back every month with a show. Of course, we have the Disassembling Babel show where we can all train our German for the upcoming Congress. I hope that we will also have on the 23rd of this month the first episode of Talking Anthropology. Social Hack has been traveling a lot, so that's why we didn't get him to do a show before. But we have good hopes that he's back and we'll do a show about anthropology, basically.
Now we have the special, huh?
And then we have a special indeed, because, of course, in the end of September we have BrewCon. We mentioned it already. The Thursday before BrewCon, that's the 23rd as well, Fish and I will be in Brussels, in the hackerspace in Brussels. Looking forward to BrewCon, basically. On Friday we have a special extra scheduled program. It's a security podcasters meetup. There will be like a big lineup of security podcasters. And they will battle verbally with each other, and we will be streaming that live.
I see Chris John Riley is on the list, also
I
famous
think he's
on this
one of the instigators. I think he's one of the instigators, actually. And Chris, I will bring some cheese.
No.
Then the week after that, we have Dev Random again, 2 hours of you and me and a lot of other guests again, I think. And we will be looking back at BrewCon a bit also, I think. Well, and what else is coming up? In November, we will have a weekly special from the US, I think. Yes, and this is a special thing that I'm looking forward to on the 28th of November. We're gonna have some excellent music because first we'll have a room IOI special with Phono Elite in the house, where yes. Esther will actually go to Berlin and interview the guys, and then that will be followed by a live set of 1 hour that I'm quite looking forward to. Talking about music, I think we are due for some more music. To be exact, it's not exactly 8-bit, but I think it fits the show well. It's Rigaud Neural, and the song is called Speeches Dub. So that was Speeches Dub from Rigaud Neural. It's part of an album where they experiment with bringing speech synthesis technology into music, with a funny result, I think. The whole album is available on Jamendo.com again. So we are almost at the end of this show. I've got a couple of people I want to thank for. First of all, thanks to MixVoip and Steve for arranging the dial-out capacities. It worked brilliantly, I think. Second, I want to thank Psychic for his off-site audio tech advice. And, well, I think that almost concludes our program. Don't forget, next tomorrow is 2600 meetups again, 2600 meetups everywhere around the world. I myself will be in Utrecht, of course, with the 2600 NL meetup. You can check that on, what's the URL, Fish? Is it 2600NL.net?
Well,
I think so, yeah.
We are on the usual 2600 list also.
Okay, so, yeah.
But 2600NL.net or NL.org, and I always forget it because they change domains.
Maybe Dr. Wex can enlighten us. But no, it's always fun to go to these meetups. It's informal, you meet a lot of people, and I try to be there as much as possible. So do you have any final closing wise words, Fish?
Well, to wrap up, I had a very nice show talking about Hack.lu, Hacky of Hippie Hackers Tours, GMC going to the States, the Hackerspaces Festival, Sick Tea, the German conference I swapped with the Dragon Con, the Meta Rheinmann Chaos Days. That's German and English. Okay.
Yep.
And then we have, of course, talking to Nick Farr about his Club Mate Tour, Hackers in Japan, and much more, openings of hackerspaces. It's all quite good, in my opinion. Well, some latest details. We had about 47 listeners concurrent today, so I think we're going up.
That's a new record.
Yeah. Don't forget, every Thursday between 10 and 00 CET, we got another 2 hours of signal. So just pop in and have some fun. Be there. If you wanna do a show or if you wanna participate, just send us an email, signal@hackerspaces.org, or use the hashtags @signal. Some final dates: BrewCon 25th of September, Hack.lu 27th till 29th October, Hack in the Box Kuala Lumpur 13th and 14th October, Hackerspace Plastic Festival. When was it, Cook?
29th to 31st of September.
Then we got Sick Tea, 9 and 10 September. Then we have the Meta Rhein Chaos Days at 1000B, 3 bis 5 September in Darmstadt. And we got Hackers in Japan in November. Thank you for listening to this Dev Random show. GMC, thank you very much for all our new studio candy, toys, and so on, and doing the techniques.
With my pleasure.
Cook, thank you very much for being a very nice sidekick.
Thank you for inviting me, Fish_.
Yes, and well, see you next time.
See you.
And while we end the show, we listen to Trash 80 with the number Robot Sneakers.
We get signal, main screen turn on, you're listening to the radio program about hackerspaces.